5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, this is not first class.
Welcome to The Clown Car, a parenting podcast where a mom
and a dad
talk about what it's like being the ringleaders in our own circus.
We are not professionals. The only credentials we have are for kids. So do your research and find what works for you.
Hello, fellow ringleaders. We are your hosts, Crystal and Barry Ricks.
Hello.
And the subject matter is our children, ages 2, 4, 6, 8.
2, 4, 6, 8.
And we appreciate them.
I was just about to say that. Like, who do you appreciate?
I think
us.
We say that every week.
Oh, well. This material doesn't get old. But, so we love talking about our family and a crazy life and recommending things that maybe will be helpful for you in your crazy life. So here we are.
Because we know your life's crazy.
Yes. That's why we're doing this show, because we want people to understand that we understand that there's crazy everywhere.
I know. I still hate telling people, yeah, I do a parenting podcast.
Because I'm a doctor professional.
I am the best mom in the world. No. But now, I always have to add this disclaimer, like, oh, but it's not because we think we're really good.
No.
It's because life is crazy.
See, it's funny that you add that, but I'm just like, I do all these shows because I'm awesome.
I know.
So
that's the difference between us.
Yep. Well,
anyway,
let's talk about our crazy circus.
It's time for the stories of the week.
So this is the stories of the week where we talk about, obviously, what happened during our week. And yeah.
I think that was pretty clear in the little clip there.
Was it?
Yes.
Is it?
I don't think anyone is confused.
Okay. If you're confused, let me know.
Okay.
All right, you go
I'll
first.
I'll start. My list is like 10 times longer than yours.
Well, it always is.
I'm going to start with the other day, Lacey was watching My Little Pony. She's our 4-year-old.
My Little Pony.
Anyway, and I'm sitting there doing a craft at the table, getting some Christmas presents ready. And Lacey goes, Mom, look, Rainbow Dash looks stoned.
What?
Yeah, and I was like, what, Lacey? And she goes, look at her eyes. You can tell she's stoned. And I was like freaking out inside, like, how did you learn that word?
Where did you get
what
that
are you
from?
Thinking? And so I stood, like, I was so shaken. I actually stood up and went over to her and I'm like, what are you talking about, Lacey? And she goes, look, she looks frozen like a stone.
Oh.
I was like, oh my gosh.
Okay, that's good.
Oh, I can breathe. It really scared me. I was like, what are you learning? And who is teaching you?
You're at home with me all day. What is going on here?
It really scared me. I was going to text you that, but I was like, no, I have to hold this up for the
clown car. Oh,
that's
good, yes. Yeah, and that's the funny thing with us doing our show is, you know, generally you would tell your spouse about everything that goes on, but no, we're like, oh, I'm going to keep it a secret. So it's a big reveal on the show. So you get a genuine reaction. You're like, what?
Right. So your reaction could have been bigger than.
Bigger than.
What?
Oh, sorry.
I'm just kidding.
I thought it was pretty big.
The other thing we were talking about the other day that we've realized we never have stories about our 6-year-old because she's just chill. She's like easy, calm, sweet. And so I finally have a story this week about her.
Oh, okay.
I asked her to go with me. It's just little, but I thought it was so cute. I asked her to go with me to Hobby Lobby to pick up some ribbon. And we go out to the garage and I open the garage door and it's like crazy windy outside. Weather's just blowing. Well, it's windy, but really windy, really cloudy. And I said,
wow, honey, I think that was pretty clear.
Okay, I deserve that.
Oh, burn!
Thanks for burning your wife.
Yep.
That's great.
Yep.
Anyway.
That's how we roll in this family.
Anyway, so all these leaves come blowing into the garage and I go, oh my goodness, it's like a tornado out there. And so I'm still like getting everything ready. And then I turn around to open the car door for her to get in. And she's just standing there frozen with tears building in her eyes. And I was like, Jane, she goes, is there really going to be a tornado?
Oh.
It was so sweet. Like, you couldn't tell by my voice, like, oh my goodness, there's going to be a tornado.
Way to freak out our daughter, honey.
I know. I was like, oh yeah, I have to remember. They don't really get that. I mean, what is that? Is that sarcasm? Or is
sarcasm.
It, it's more of like a metaphor.
No, that's sarcasm.
It wasn't, because it was pretty bad out there. Anyway, it was cute.
No, it was cute.
Like her.
But sad.
I'm not saying your other kids aren't cute and sweet, but they're all just more prone to have
stories.
So anyway, it was good.
So, good.
Or it was cute. It wasn't good, but it was funny.
Speaking of our children being prone to have stories, so it was late one night. Ooh. On the dark, dark night. So it was about 11 o'clock, and our oldest tells us that he, you know, he's like, he can't sleep. And we're like, okay, you know, what's wrong? He's like, oh, my ear kind of hurts. And we're like, and sometimes.
What? No, he was already crying at that point.
But sometimes we're just like, we feel that he overreacts a little bit. And so we're like, uh-huh. So he goes to bed, and
he's really sugarcoating that.
And
his child overreacts a lot.
Yes. And so it was what? He came back in our room like at 2,
mm-hmm.
and still crying and complaining about hurting. And then we sent him back to bed, nicely, but, you know, we're just like, okay, sorry, you know, go back to bed.
Okay, wait.
Oh, what?
You're saying we. I said, we need to take him to the ER, and you're like, what? He's fine.
Whatever.
And then you put him back in his room.
Uh-huh. Whatever.
Don't put me on your team.
So, but he continued to thus
cry and cry.
Wallow and cry. And then about 3:30, I finally am just like, okay, if it's that bad, then I will do something about it. So, 3:30 in the morning, I ended up taking our oldest to the ER to find out that he did have an ear infection, and it was causing him, obviously, the justified pain that he was complaining about. So we got him some antibiotics and some pain meds, and then
some grumpy parents.
And he went to bed, but we kept him home that day because obviously he had no sleep, but I still went to work with no sleep. I should have got the day off, too.
I know. And then everyone comes home from school, and he comes out to me. He's like, I guess I can't play outside, huh? I'm like, what?
Be like, yeah. No, you can't.
You can't, because you kept us up all night.
And you stayed
home from school.
Stayed home from school for being sick. So, you know, that gives you the privilege of being home, but not the privilege of partying like an animal.
I know. No, I did feel really sad for him.
Yeah.
Although they watched Harry Potter twice that day. That's what he did the whole day. He's like, I just want to watch Harry Potter.
Well, speaking of Harry Potter, they watch it every day, apparently.
They do. Every day they get home from school, I'm like, what do you guys want to do?
Watch Harry Potter.
Our children
in this household has become Potterville or something like that. It's just like every...
Was it Pottermore is the website?
Yeah, Pottermore is the website. But it's just like everything...
We made Harry Potter Christmas ornaments tonight.
Yeah, we did.
They were cute. With perler beads. We're still doing the perler beads.
Still doing perler beads. Like,
I hate them, but I love them.
Yeah, they're awful to clean up or organize, but they're fun to create.
Well, and then I've realized, here's the thing. You buy the big bucket and you're all excited, but you only end up with a little handful of each color. And you run out of the color, and now all of a sudden you have to individually buy each color.
Yeah.
So, we recommended perler beads once upon a time, but now I say be wary.
Well, be wary, but it takes a lot of work to keep it organized and stuff.
What's annoying, though, back to the ear infection, which it was, did I already say it was really sad? We sound insensitive, but we were caring and wonderful parents.
We were.
We're like, get over it.
No, we were
driving us crazy and we didn't sleep.
We were caring and loving, but typical parents where you're just like, okay, my child's overreacting. Go back to bed.
Right. So. Well, and my joke for the week is, man, I got up so many times that night, I realized I don't want another baby ever again.
That's right. We are done.
That's my running joke all week.
No more babies.
After that experience, it took me 2 days to recover from that ear infection.
Well, wake up. And then...
I'm still grumpy.
The other night, we had another person get up and mess with us.
Right. Yeah. The other night, I noticed that our four-year-old's been coughing. It's kind of going around our house. And she's coughing, and then we finally... I don't know what it was. We had the hardest time falling asleep. But we finally fall asleep, and then I hear this, like, whining and coughing and banging on the door. So I jump up, and I open the bedroom door, and Lacey's like, I can't breathe. And so I'm like, okay, I'll put you in bed with me, and then Daddy will go get you some cough medicine, because Daddy is the drug administer in our house. It's not me.
It's true.
You're way better at that than I am, so... Not that it takes skill, but if it were a skill, you would be master.
I am the master of it.
Anyway, so she curls in bed with me. Just sounds like it's the end of the world. And you give her some cough medicine, and then you have to go to the bathroom. And while you're in there, Lacey just goes, ah, and pops up and freezes at me with this psycho grin face. And I was like, to the point where I thought something was wrong, because she just froze with this like, face, and I'm like, Lacey, and she goes, that was yummy. And I was like, okay, you feel fine, get back to bed.
Yeah, you're tired. I'm so tired. Go to bed.
And then Barry comes out, and I'm like, take her back to bed. And as he carries her, she's still looking at me over the shoulder with this like, hey, face. And I hope you can see the smile as I make that noise, but it's like so obnoxiously cute and funny and annoying.
Yep.
But what I was going to say about the ear infection is we told the girls, just to let them know, just so you know, Grayson had to go to the ER last night in the middle of the night. And all week, Lacey's thing is, hey, do you remember that time when I thought my arm hurt and I went to the ER? And then I was like, oh, it's better. She keeps telling the story, and I'm like, it's not funny.
It's not funny. It was very frustrating.
And for those of you who followed us for that length of time, like the whole time, you know what we're talking
about. You remember the story of Lacey breaking her arm.
Yeah, and so that's been her story all week. She's like, hey guys, do you remember that one time when I went to the doctor?
I totally made you guys take me to the ER.
I'm like, oh my gosh, Lacey. It's not funny. So that's that.
Yep, definitely. So, so today, so this evening, we had an interesting escapade.
Did we?
Yeah, we ventured down the journey of going into the past of our childhood antics.
What are you talking about?
We thus proceeded to blow spit bubbles because Jay, our 6 year old, was sitting there blowing.
I have no idea where you're going.
She's
with that.
Blowing spit bubbles. And I'm like, I remember when I used to do that. And so I'm like, I tried to start doing it. And I'm like, wow, when you haven't done it in a long time, it's actually kind of hard to do spit bubbles.
Nothing is more attractive than watching your spouse try to blow spit bubbles.
That's right. But then you started to do it too. And then we laughed and then we were all spitting and it was wonderful.
The best family moment ever.
The family that spits together.
Hey, what's important is our 6-year-old loved it.
Yeah.
She thought it was hilarious.
She thought it was hilarious to see Daddy try to blow spit bubbles, but right. Couldn't. So, yeah.
Speaking of hilarious.
Hilarious.
And I say that with a severely sarcastic tone. Hilarious.
What?
Is the other day our kids were watching Harry Potter.
What? Really?
I know. And it was the day after the ear infection. So I was so tired. And all the kids came home from school. They went into the room to watch Harry Potter. And all of them were in there for like 20 minutes. And I was like, yes, I can take a nap on the couch. I'm so tired. In the minute I close my eyes, one kid comes out and they're like, Mom, I'm hungry. And I was like, just get something. I don't care. And then the other one comes out. And they all just keep coming out to the point where I was like, it's like they knew. I was trying to fall asleep.
I know.
And then finally, I'm like, everyone stay in the room. I'm going to take a nap. Because they're watching it in our bedroom.
Oh, okay.
And then so I lay down on the couch and I finally fall asleep, completely fall asleep. And all of a sudden I hear, Mom, 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 I pooped. I was like, okay, sit in your poop while I sleep. I was so mad. Like, and so he woke me up and I was so groggy and just so grumpy. And he's like, you know, just a pooped.
I pooped.
So mad. I was so mad. Oh, and so that was my nap time. And I think I'm sure I was grumpy by the time you got home still. So mothers, I feel for you. We just never get a break.
So I love you though.
Thanks.
Yep.
That doesn't help me sleep.
Well, yeah.
But I appreciate it.
And do it again. So, but yeah, so that was pretty much our crazy week.
Wait
for it.
Oh, two more stories.
Two more.
I thought it was funny the other day. Okay, so Lacey is a psycho imaginer. She always is like, this is my best friend, Joy.
Right.
And Sadness. And this is my princess unicorn monster woman that is my mother. You know, always. There's always someone by her. She's always playing with them. The other day, I went to Burger King. And she sat up there. And I was watching her. And she's just sitting there having this full-on conversation with nobody.
Creepy.
But so she, I mean, she's like the master of imagining. And the other day, our oldest, he just comes up to me. He's like, Mom, I don't know how to pretend. Like, really upset about it. And our six-year-old was like, it's easy. Just make up somebody and then act like they're right next to you. And he's like, I don't get it.
He's like, I can't do that.
But he's like beating himself up about it because he's a super perfectionist. And every other person in our house has mastered pretending. And so he's all bummed about it. And I've noticed a few times he really tries to pretend with the girls, but it's just so funny that like bothers him.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to say like, well, you're really analytical, so just get over it.
I
don't think you can pretend.
You are left-brained, not right-brained. just deal with it.
But so. You're awesome.
That's right.
With your real friends.
That's right.
I just thought that was funny.
That is funny.
And then the other thing was, I think I've mentioned it before, at our church, I am in charge of leading the music during the services.
Uh-huh.
And so today, our six-year-old asked if she could come sit with me.
Yeah.
And you're left, so Barry's left with all the other kids, but today I took one of them, and she comes up to sit with me, and I'm like, wait, go get a pen and paper. Because I don't want her to, like, get bored and start rolling around on the floor. So she comes back with a full box of crayons. And
not just a full box of crayons.
The full box.
All the crayons.
So she comes back up, but by that point, church is starting. And so she's just sitting there coloring all happy. And all of a sudden, I see, because I'm up on a stage, and I see Barry's head just pop over the edge, looking at me with his face. And he's like, mouthing to me, do you have the crayons? And I'm like, yeah, Jay has them. And we're just mouthing to each other. And your face was like, no! Like, now what am I supposed to do?
Well, luckily, I happen to have two pens in my coat pocket, so I gave them to the, you know, to Grayson and Lacey, and they were happy just drawing, so thank goodness. But I was just like, how dare you take all the crayons?
My lifeline!
So.
I know, because that's how we get through church. Our kids love to color.
To color.
And that was, I really felt bad, but it was kind of hilarious just seeing your face. I wish I could, you could see me acting it out, but it was just like, boing. Do you have the crayons?
Be like, I'm going to take you out.
I know. So that was our adventures for the week. I hope that's another one that people can associate with.
That's just right.
Long meetings that you have to fill your kids with stuff. And that's when I finally came down to sit with you. I spent the rest of church feeding our kids gum.
That's right. Here, take some gum.
That'll last for like 2 minutes. Keep you quiet.
That's right. So, yeah, so that's it for our stories, and
speaking of being tired all week.
All the time, tired all the time. We actually had a listener posted an article, and we thought it would be fun just to talk about the article. And the article is,
because it's trending on Facebook right now.
Yeah, it's like super, like, popular in certain groups of people. And it's, honey, I love you, but we need separate beds. So the whole article is about the, like, the statistics and the, you know, what it means to sleep in separate beds and all those things. And so most of it was just like an opinion piece, but then the person, got into actual, like, there's actual studies done by, laboratories and, doctors and everything about the sleeping. So I just want to hit on some of the facts and then we can give our opinions on it. So it apparently, according to some studies, 30 to 40% of couples already sleep in separate beds.
I want to know how many of those are happy couples.
Like, yeah, well, it doesn't say happy couples. It just says couples. So obviously, some of those are happy couples.
Yeah, but the study comes from the Ryerson Sleep and Depression Laboratory.
And depression.
So are all these people depressed?
I don't know.
Or are they not depressed? That's what I want to know. Like, they make it seem like everyone's sleeping apart.
But
are they happy?
Well, you know, but the article does also talk about how, you know, just because you sleep in separate beds or even maybe separate rooms to some people, it doesn't mean that you have a marriage that's on the rocks. It just means that you need your beauty sleep, so to speak. Because,
well, and they said in the olden days, like any Victorian show you're going to watch, Jane Austen kind of stuff, like they all the parents have separate beds.
Yes.
Or separate bedrooms.
Bedrooms.
There's always like the women's quarters.
The more affluent people.
Yeah,
do.
Always the rich people, like Downton Abbey. She has her own room.
That's right.
So it used to be a sign of affluence, and now it's just, they don't really know what brought couples together.
Yeah, what was it that made couples be like, oh, we need to be in the same bed and bedroom?
It's called love.
Oh, it's called love.
I'm just saying.
It's love, Harry.
That's creepy. You're quoting an old man to a little boy.
That's what he's talking about. What are you talking about, love?
No, we're talking about couples sleeping in the same bed.
Whatever. Anyway, so couples suffer up to 50% more disturbances when sleeping next to someone rather than sleeping alone. According to Dr. Neil Stanley, a British sleep specialist and separate bed evangelist.
Wow. Yeah. Preach it.
Yeah, so...
This statistic is the one I thought was crazy. The next one.
Oh, the next one. Yes.
The America's National Association of Home Builders says it's likely that 60% of new homes are now built with dual master bedrooms.
Dual master bedrooms. What is a dual master bedroom? I'm going to click on this.
I'm assuming it means two master bedrooms.
Well, the rise of dual master bedroom. It doesn't really say anything, but... I just wanted to, like, is it two bedrooms or just two, like, beds in a bedroom?
No, two master bedrooms.
Like, two full...
Bedrooms.
Full
rooms
bedrooms.
With beds. It says, if it's possible, consider separate bedrooms. You'd be surprised how the creation of privacy and non-marital spaces in a marriage might help. Already, one in four Americans sleep in separate bedrooms or beds from their spouses.
Wow.
That's weird. I don't know.
Okay.
Sorry, keep going.
All right, well, that's it for, like, statistic-wise. And then the person just goes on to talk about how, you know, one of the other things, like, people are worried about, does it affect your sex life and, you know, being in separate beds and, you know, and that all these other things. And so now we're going to talk about our opinions on the whole separate bed issue and why it's so popular right now.
Okay.
Go for it.
Well, here's the thing I always talk about with friends is I always hear this wistful, like, do you remember how exciting it was to just make out with your boyfriend? You know, like, yeah. Before you got married, now it's like, I've been doing this for years.
You're like, I don't like making out with my
Let's
husband
just
anymore.
Skip to it and get it over with. You know, like, and so I feel like that kind of excitement is something you have to keep going, but it can kind of die.
Yeah.
The exciting, you know, newness of it. And so I kind of wonder if that's what the thing is, like, just trying to rebuild
adding a
that
spark to your marriage.
Like, even this article talks about how this couple would sneak into each other's bedrooms at night, and that, and to me, it kind of sounds like you're just trying to regain that spark from the olden
days. Yeah, it's just like, why did you let it die in the first place? Come on.
Well, we all let it die at times. It's but true. You got to work on it. I'm just saying. But maybe that's how you work on it, is by
sleeping
in different rooms.
Sleeping in different rooms. Be like, all right. But no, I mean, I am also interested to, like, how it all came about to sleeping in the same beds. Because, like, even watching, like, old, like, 50s or 40s shows or whatever time periods.
Have you ever even watched a show from the 40s? You hate black and white films.
I'm just saying that they have separate beds.
And you're assuming.
No. I know. But.
But it's true.
But, you know, I can't, oh, what was the show? What was the show that,
Munsters.
Was it the Munsters? And that's what, it was controversial because they were like the first married couple, television couple to sleep in the same bed.
I think it's between them and Fred and Wilma Flintstone.
Oh, was it?
I have to remember. I just remember that. Random trivia.
Yeah.
Don't quote me, but I'm 99% sure.
I think, yeah, the Munsters sounds, that sounds right, but yeah, that's just kind of interesting. It's just like, whoa, they're in the same bed. Of course they are. They're married.
My thing is you used to sleep night, or not sleep.
I used sleep to sleep nights. Sleep at night. I generally do.
You used to work nights.
Yes.
And I would scare myself so bad to the point where I used to sleep with a hammer under my pillow. Because I'd always be like, what if someone came in here? And I think I'd be the exact same way if I had my own room. Even if I knew you were in the house, I'd be like, what if someone broke in and they came to my room first and I died?
Wow.
Or what if you came in and I hit you with a hammer? Because I thought you were trying to...
Please don't.
Kill me.
So, but it's interesting.
That's not romantic at all to me.
Like, I'm going to use the example of when I go on business trips. I have a big, giant bed to myself. And oftentimes, like, even though I have a big, gigantic bed to myself, I sleep well, but, like, I still only sleep on one side of the bed.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like I sleep in the middle. It's kind of, because I guess because you want to sleep close to, you know.
Your hot mama.
Your, well, like when you're by yourself, like, you still want to sleep on the edge, so you're close to, like, the alarm clock.
Really,
or
I sleep full spread eagle in the middle of the bed when you're gone.
It's interesting. And you probably sleep better, don't you?
I'm like, oh.
So,
well, after I get over the fact that someone's going to come murder me.
Yeah, so maybe there is obviously some validity to those studies that say that we sleep better not in the same bed as someone.
Okay, and here's the other question. How many of these couples have children?
Yes.
Because you know, if a kid came into my room at night and said, I need something, I'd be like, go ask your dad.
Go to your dad's room.
Just go to your dad. So yeah. I think this, I don't know, I imagine this is something that is people without children.
Trendy with new hippie couples.
Right, I'm just assuming. I might be wrong.
So, if you're listening to the show and you actually sleep in separate beds or separate rooms with your spouse, we would love
to know why.
To hear, like, to hear your side of it and to hear your story. That's,
Or let us know why you think it's crazy.
That we sleep in the same bed.
No.
Oh.
Why? I want to know, for those of us who are traditionalists with our one master bedroom, why...
What?
Why is it crazy to have two master bedrooms in a house?
Yeah.
I would be interested to know.
Yeah, we'd love to hear everyone's opinions on everything. So that's... we just wanted to touch on the article. We're not going to have a long show tonight, but there is something...
We're getting ready for Christmas.
We're getting ready for Christmas, yeah. So, and it's late. It's a late night. We got started late tonight.
And I have to potty.
But we did want to pitch something to our listeners. Would our listeners be interested in also being watchers?
That is creepy.
I know. It sounds kind of creepy.
Talking about sleeping in
this.
But no.
So we are thinking about recording a video of us, so you would actually see us, because we feel that a lot of times our facial expressions, or like Crystal made the point of like, I wish you could see my face.
Lacey's
right
face.
Yeah. See my face right now. So we want to know if you would be interested in having us record our actual show, and then we would post it on YouTube, and then you can watch it on YouTube, or you could just have it playing on YouTube and listen to it. Either way, we would love to hear your opinions. So please, on Facebook, let us know on the post relating to this episode. Let us know what you would think about us recording video, and then also let us know about separate beds.
You make everything sound creepy tonight. What's your pout talent?
Yep.
Wait. One more comment before we go.
Okay.
I do have to say that if you snored, well, you do snore.
But not bad.
But if you snored badly, I would totally sleep in a different room.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I guess that's one thing to consider.
Depends. Okay. All right. Fair enough. I'll give you that. But thank you for listening to The Clown Car. Parenting is hard, and we believe you should get a gold star just for trying.
Just remember, our way is not the only way. Find what works for you, even if it's a separate bedroom.
That's right.
You are doing a good job.
You can follow us and share your thoughts on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and email us at theclowncarshow@gmail.com. Make sure you subscribe.
Rate.
And review. Our show on iTunes, and until next time,
enjoy your circus
in separate beds.
've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.